The general consensus about South Africa's agricultural fortunes in 2025 is that we will probably have an uneven recovery. There's excellent harvests that are coming out of the horticulture industry, field crops, but there are difficulties that are in the livestock and to a certain extent the poultry industry. And if you dive deeper, I'd say what's going on in each of these subsectors, in the horticulture, the excellent rainfall and the general improvement in electricity generation in South Africa has ensured that the production is fairly good. Remember, we irrigate all of our fruits and vegetables in South Africa. So the stability of electricity and ensuring that the dam levels have sufficient water for irrigation is something that has been meaningful in terms of seeing this current year or season really delivering excellent yields in that subsector of agriculture. In the field crops, which is mainly grains, oilseeds, sugar, and the likes, the production conditions are also fairly well, both on the summer crops and the winter crops. On winter crops, I'm specifically talking about wheat, barley, canola. The season has just recently started. We're still at the early growing stages, but there's generally been excellent rains in the winter rainfall areas of South Africa. That's the Western Cape, as well as the better soil moisture and dam levels in other areas that are under irrigation in certain regions of South Africa. So that has ensured that we have better operating conditions when we are thinking about the field crops. And of course, the sugar industry in KZN is also showing a nice recovery in terms of the volumes. In the other subsector, the livestock and poultry, which are important ones because they account for roughly half of the South African farming fortunes. There's been some difficulties. We've talked about them in previous segments, which is the aspect of a foot and mouth disease in cattle farming in South Africa. It's been a big challenge in the country. We have started with the vaccination, but generally a constant theme in all of the conversations in the country at the number of levels, one being how do we move to ensure that we improve the vaccine production in the country. Two, how should we be moving into a conversation where South Africa generally vaccinates its animals for potential foot and mouth disease, like what the South Americans are doing? Those are all the conversations that have been happening. And of course, on the vaccine manufacturing, you recall that much of this is done by the state. And this is where the facilities have failed in the previous years, partly because of the state capture related inefficiencies. But I think the important thing is that where we are at the moment, there's a great recognition that we must revive the vaccine manufacturing in South Africa for FMD and some of the other critical vaccines. And this can be done through the ARC, the OPP, but I think we must also bring in the private sector. I think gone are those days where certain things must only be done by the state. And I think that the private sector, where they can have the capacity, they must come and collaborate. And this is not a new theme coming from me only. If you listen to the recordings and read the outputs of the Agri Biosecurity Conference at the Agri Hub at the University of Pretoria that was held about a few months ago, one of the discussions that was coming up was around this story of saying, how do we collaborate better? And I think this is an effort or an area at which we should work on as South Africa, because it's clear that the animal diseases are not going away. They will remain part and parcel of the conversation and the time that we are in. And if we want to be in a sector that remains in the export space, we have to ensure that we improve our biosecurity capabilities. And I know that in recent months, we've largely talked about the animal side of the biosecurity, but I think the conversation has to go also on the plant health aspect, because there remains some risks also there. And I think the emphasis should be, as well as on the registrar's office in South Africa, on saying, are we gaining the efficiencies that we need so that if there are new medicine and a new product that companies want to register in South Africa, they can be able to do that and do that efficiently, because that is part and parcel of having an agricultural system that is operating and operating efficiently, which is that we must lean on the technologies that are out there in the world. Because remember, if you think about our progress and our success over the past couple of years, it has been our ability to adapt and adopt the technologies that are out there in the world. If you look at the seeds, if you look at the various strains that we have as a country, but also just thinking about on the genetics side, there's a lot of work that has been done in improving the genetics and collaborating with others that are coming from outside, but also leaning on agrochemicals and the other aspects that we need to ensure that we have a thriving farming sector in South Africa. And I think we must lean heavily on that going forward, because with climate change and the new things that are coming up, they will require that we have the abilities to adapt into this new world. But what I think this year is also important is that if you think about the province of the Western Cape and you zoom in into what the conversation has been in that particular province, one of the things that have dominated the conversation is, of course, the issue around the trade policy aspect of the province. Because when you consider how much South Africa puts out to the world, we export, as I've said repeatedly in a number of segments, just under $14 billion of agricultural products, and the U.S. is about 4%. It may look small. Some people have said that 4%, why are we having all of this headache? Why don't you send things to other countries? But that 4% is also concentrated in a few countries, but it's also not small, because that's $500 million. But it's concentrated in a few industries and in a few provinces. If you think about citrus, you think about nuts, you think about ostrich, table grapes, they're amongst those and the wine, where that 4% of the exports to the U.S. are concentrated in. And I think the Western Cape has one of the largest exposures, and of course with the likes of KZN and Mpumalanga that are exporting nuts and the other products. And I think this is why then the conversation in that province has been around the trade policy aspect of saying, can we secure better access into the U.S. market for the farmers in Citrus Dal and the other areas of the province, and of course broadly South Africa. But I think that conversation has masked some of the important developments also that are happening, because if you think about what the winter crop conditions are in the province, the season started off on good footing, and then halfway through there were some challenges of snail, especially if you were planting canola, to an extent that there are areas where farmers had to replant and replant, and of course that cost money, so it did come and present some pressures to the farmers in those areas. But all considered and put together, and you think about the area that the farmers in South Africa have planted for winter crops, you'll see that they've planted around 824,000 hectares. That is up 1% from last year. And of course, that comprises wheat, barley, canola, oats, and sweet lupin. And when you think about what's going on, the Western Cape, of course, is a major part of that. About two-thirds of our winter crop planting are in that particular province. And of course, when you look deeper into it, bare commodities, wheat is one of the important and the biggest one. It accounts for just over 500,000 hectares. It's up 1% from last year. And I think that given the rainfall, that has been pretty much excellent in that province. If you consider that, and the areas that are planted, we actually think that the wheat crop of this year will be nicely bigger than last year by probably 5% up from there. The canola plantings are also down, but when you think about the output will probably show a nice increase from what was harvested last year. We see, or we feel similar way when you are thinking about the other crops. In the point is that the Western Cape has had its own challenges, but if you think about it, within the winter crops, there's a lot to be happy about as to where the production conditions are looking at the moment, that we may end up having a far bigger crop than last year. And of course, it's still early in the season. I don't want to jinx it and be too firm on it, but I think if the weather conditions remain as favorable as we see now, one can have a sense of optimism that we are heading to a better season in there. But all of that then adds or contributes to that part of the world filled crops in South Africa, which is why I started off by saying we think that when we consider what the year will be in South Africa this year, we'll probably see an uneven recovery. There are subsectors that will see a bit of good growth. There are others that will feel constrained for the reasons that I have explained. But I think all considered, we will still end up in a year that is better than what we had last year, where we were affected by the droughts and the other challenges. And the animal health issues remain majorly important, along with the plant health. With that, folks, let me stop there this week. As always, my name is Wandile Sehlobo, agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on X and all other socials at Wandile Sehlobo. And also, thanks to the people that make sure that we have this podcast running, and you can follow them also on socials. It's Amanda Murimba, it's Nelisiwe Chabalala, Sam Kokeli, and Richard Humphrey. And you can follow the publisher of the podcast on socials, The Financial Mail. Thanks for listening.